Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Over 100 years, Gillette has stood with men through early mornings, late evenings, and everything in between. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Yeah, middle of the week. John Kenny in for Hugh Cahill tonight until 8 o'clock. Our text number is 51552 at Game on 2FM is our Twitter handle. We're talking Champions League tonight. United, Valencia, City, Hoffenheim. Liverpool scraping through last night. Alan Cawley will talk to us about that in a few moments' time. Sky pulling out of pro cycling. Richard Moore, cycling journalist and author, will join us to talk about that. The BDC World Darts Championship is set to start tomorrow. Michael Glennon from Ireland Sport Online here in RTE will be coming to the Oki to talk about that a little bit later on. Sarah Keane, president of the Olympic Federation of Ireland, cast an eye towards 2020, the Olympic Games in Tokyo and beyond that as well. And also an interview I did earlier on today with NBA legend Ronnie Triaf. That's coming up just before 8 o'clock tonight. Our text number, as I mentioned, 51552, 51552, or at GameOn2FM is our Twitter handle. How are you, Alan? How are you getting on?
I'm good, John. How are you?
We'll be talking Champions League in a second. But just a quick word about the two games last night involving Liverpool and Spurs. Liverpool, you know, they did what they had to do. I wouldn't say scrape through. They should have buried Napoli last night with the amount of chances, especially Mane had. But I suppose the performance of the night across all the games was Spurs in Barcelona. It's an amazing result.
And that was the game I watched, John. Sometimes on these nights when there's two or three games side by side, it's hard. You end up flicking over channels. But I chose last night to pick
stick
one
with
and
Spurs.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
And I watched the highlights of Liverpool. And Spurs were brilliant, particularly in the second half. Albeit Barcelona left out their big boys, but it's still Barcelona and it's no mean feat to go over
at
there
home too.
And get a result.
Sure.
So second half they were brilliant, and Liverpool as well performed really well. Special night, the usual under lights in Anfield, should have been out of sight, missed a load of chances, Mane. But then at 1-0, John, you know yourself, anything can happen, and the keeper pulls off a great save right at the end. So they'll be delighted, and Klopp was delighted after the match.
Sure, okay, we'll talk more about that. But there's a couple of games going on in Group G. A surprising scoreline, really. Real Madrid 0, CSKA Moscow 2, and Victoria Pilsen 0, Roma 0. If it stays that way, Victoria Pilsen would stay bottom of the group and Real Madrid would top it, but Roma would also qualify. CSKA Moscow would go to the Europa League. But more about the Champions League in a second, and tonight's game as well, and maybe a little bit more reflection on last night's games as well. But the Irish rugby head coach Joe Smith was today named the Phillips Sports Manager of the Year for 2018. Smith led Ireland to a Six Nations Grand Slam, a summer series win in Australia, the first in 39 years down under, and three wins from three in the November internationals, including a first home win over New Zealand. Today, in receiving the award at an event in Dublin, Smith was asked by Des Cal which of the achievements in 2018 brought him the most satisfaction. Let's get that out of the way first and play this.
For us, it was probably the Grand Slam. It was getting across to England. You have to work so hard to get into a position to get a Grand Slam. I know the New Zealand one was special for us because we hadn't done it here at home. But you get out on that day and it's whatever you deliver on that day. You have to work for a number of weeks leading into the Grand Slam to put yourselves in that position. And we had such a skinny win in France and had to work so hard for it that on the back of that, just the culmination of 7 weeks of hard work was probably that Grand Slam. And the first half in Twickenham was probably as good as we've ever played. To be 21-5 up, you know, it was probably beyond what we dreamt we would be capable of. And then to defend the way we did in the second half and enjoy that that evening and the following morning was fantastic for us.
In terms of then the All Blacks recently, the whole public, whether it was the Saturday night thing, whether it was, you know, the floodlights, that whole atmosphere, the whole country appeared to watch it, and how it gripped the public, the drama of it all.
Yeah, it's certainly the crowd. I've never seen the crowd like it. 20 minutes, 30 minutes after the game, I looked out through the tunnel and the bit of the pitch that I could see, or the bit of the stadium I could see, was still packed with people. And I got back to the Shelburne about 3 hours later after the dinner and catching up with the All Blacks. And there was a lady there, and she said, "Oh, we've just come from the Aviva." And I said, "Wow, you must have been a couple of the last out." And she said, "Oh, we just didn't want it to end." And it was pretty special. It meant a lot to us, and it meant a lot to the people in the stadium. And it's not often you get those rewards in sport. You roll your sleeves up looking for those rewards, but it's great to get them when they do arrive.
Unsurprisingly, really, the Phillips Sports Manager of the Year, Joe Smith, there in conversation with Des Cahill at today's award ceremony.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.